Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulos, Jabulani Temaneck, and also Umfundisi Umqomotha. And we're talking about our walk as believers, man. We're talking about our walk as believers, what it is even all about. And much of the times, what we as believers portray our walk to be like. You know, we like to impress and all those kinds of things and stuff. And to be hypocritical, you know, and we like to condemn others because maybe they do what and what and what and what. And our walk is hindered by those kinds of things that we put across. But hey, we're talking about our walk, what our walk is all about. And I trust and believe that the Father will just do you good. There's a song I need to play for you. Keep them coming. And I see MK, you have sent a WhatsApp there. MK says, good evening, pastors. It's disheartening that we fellowship but fail to walk the faith in our daily lives. Parents are going to church with their kids wearing indecently. People are normalizing things which make the Holy Spirit groan. Titus 1:16, some congregants have businesses, but they prefer to hire outside the church. This implies we lack agape love. We can't win the world to fellowship because we are not walking the word we preach. We are not walking the word we preach. May God help us. Hey, looks like people here have businesses in the church here, MK, and they don't hire people. Hire people. Come on. They don't hire people there. And then says, hey, they hire people outside there. Hey, matata, no, I go shoot you, shoot me like a lapel. I know, no. Reconsider, please. And this one is from Mr. G. Mr. G says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Our walk must be directed by the word of God. For the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. In other words, must follow to be directed by God. To walk in righteousness needs God to direct us in our walk. In Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. We must allow the Father to direct our steps, more especially our lives. Mr. G, thank you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. Jabu, let me bring this to you again. When we talk of our walk, and I'm looking into the word, I'm looking into Romans chapter 8, verse 4. It says that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And because we asked the issue of walking according to the Spirit, Umfundisi Motha, I want us to go to the righteous requirement of the law. The law requires righteousness on us. Now that the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit, His grace, enables us to live according to the law, and the law is no longer above us, but the law is in our heart, there is now a fair righteous requirement upon our lives, which the Father has put because He has given us His Spirit that enables us to walk the walk. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, we are instructed by the Father to walk by the Spirit, but not to walk to walk in the flesh, because there is a big difference. So when we walk in the flesh, so it means everything that we do, it's according to how we feel, according to the desires of the flesh. So, but when we walk in the Spirit, it means that we are led by the Spirit of the Father. It means the Father Himself is the one who is directed, who is directing us. As the word says, that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So it means, ukuhamba kwethu kuhlelwe uyena uba. That's why ukuhamba kwethu then kuba ngokuqotho phambi kwakhe, because of inyathelo zethu zihlelwa uyena.
Yes.
So in Galatians 5:16 it says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So I'm emphasizing on walking by the Spirit, as also you quoted in Romans, that we are to walk by the Spirit. That's how we are victorious over sin. That's how we are victorious, you know, over everything that is against this walk that the Father has set for us. It's when we walk by the Spirit. The day we choose to remove our focus on the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that's when we will start to think. Remember Peter, when Yahushua HaMashiach called him to step out of the boat as they were crossing the lake.
Yeah.
You know, he stepped out of the boat by faith and started to walk on water. But immediately when he started to really remove the focus on the one who called him, he started to sink. Because now he was no longer walking by the faith of the Son that had strengthened him to walk on water. He was now even thinking like, hey, who am I? Look at me. You know, carnality, you know, doubt, and all just the promptings of the flesh were surrounding him. And he started to sink. So also, when we start to lose focus, you know, from the Son who has called us, we start to sink. But when we fix our eyes on him, we walk by faith and we never sink. That's the walk that has been assigned for us. That's the walk that the Father has set for us, to fix our eyes on the Son. Because he says, he who claims to be my disciple should walk as I walked. So now the big question is, how did he walk? He walked in humility. It says he took the nature of being a servant. But he took the nature of being a servant, humbled himself up to the cross. So also we are called to walk in humility. Ukuthi abantu sibahloniphe bonke, sibazise, nomuntu okuzondayo, nomuntu ongakuthandi, nomuntu okurejectayo, nomuntu okonayo okwenza okubi, umthande. Because of the Father is instructed to walk in that walk.
Ah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, my friend. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela. Okay. We seem to have lost that one. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. Leanne Mabena. Thank you so much, Leanne. Leanne says, Yebo, Pastor, kunjani lapho? Guso. Leanne. Guso. Yeah. Sawubona Dumela. Hi.
Pastor.
Mfundisi wami.
Ninjani, tata?
Sibele kugcina kho nto mfundisi wami.
Mandibulise Pastor Ray, kubakhonzi benkosi okunye nabo, kubaphulaphuli ke bepulpithi ngekaKristu igama.
Hallelujah.
Hayi, Pastor Ray, you have come up with something so very much, now so very much difficult. Inkambo yezwi kaThixo. Isengengathi uyabuza ukuthi kumele ukuze umandli likholwa ndihambe kanjani phambi kwabantu, ne? Yes. Ndithethe ngam. Ndikhe ndithi Pastor Ray, it is so very much important ukuthi mna khe ndizenzele le nto kuthiwa i-funeral program yam ngoku ndisahleli. Ya, khe ndizenzele i-obituary ndawuthina, ya, i-funeral program yam ngoku ndihleli. Now, abantu Pastor Ray, bangathetha bathini ngenkambo yam? Ngevangeli endalamkelayo, ifemeli lena, okanye emsebenzini Pastor Ray, okanye enkonzweni, okanye i-community lena, ingathetha ithini ngenkambo ngokuhamba ngokwenza kwam? To prove ukuthi inene nangenyaniso ndingumntwana kaThixo. Pastor Ray, there's something so very much important, powerful also. I saw something more than that, Pastor Ray, ndithi kubalulekile Pastor Ray ubukho so besignature kaThixo apha kwikholwa. Now, le nto Pastor Ray kuthiwa yi-approval okanye i-permission okanye Pastor Ray le nto kuthiwa yi-license disk uphawu Pastor Ray imark okanye iseal emadlibe nayo Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Akuzuba kobunzima Pastor Ray ukuhamba inkambo efuna lizwi kaThixo. Uba ngaba lithi sukaThixo kokeleleka. So I have to be connected. Kakuthwa kokeleleka bangani. So umoya ongcwele Pastor Ray uzondinceda ukuthi ukuba bendingaqokelelekanga. So ndilapha esithubeni. Izwi likaThixo liza kundiqokelela lindibeke ndawenye. Oba nithi qeqesheka, qhuqheka, qoqosheka, qiqaqonda, qiniseka, qaqamba. So Pastor Ray, uma u-collected, u-disciplined, ukhulu, ukham, ngenxa yezwi likaThixo. Kuba kulapho Pastor Ray i-powers okanye i-power yokuhamba right. So amandla okwenza right, okuthetha right, kulo mntu Pastor Ray ulapha kuthi ngaphakathi ogama lingumoya ongcwele kaThixo. So akumele uze sibe naware, sibe naloyiko ukuthi inoba ndihamba kanjani, kuba into endizayo Pastor Ray egqibeleni mna have to maintain mna umoya ongcwele olapha kumngaphakathi and then ndiyekele apha kuye andihambise right. Kuba Pastor Ray yazi xa unomoya ongcwele uhamba yesuthikhali
yesuthikhali
ukuhlala oku kwampastor Ray ndihlale yesuthikhali. So konke ndikwenzayo ndikwenza yesuthikhali kuba ndinomntu Pastor Ray ondenza ndenze. So there's somebody called Holy Spirit obizwa ngoba unguKristu unguThixo no ungumoya ongcwele andenza inkambo yam ibehle. Ndinike umzekelo kubantwana bam ophilayo, ndinike umzekelo emsebenzini ukuze bahle uma bendibhekile bakuhalele Pastor Ray ukuhamba ngale ndlela ndihamba ngayo, bahlehle ngale ndlela ndithetha. Andisoke Pastor Ray ndisoft ukokokoko, funeka ndiyedimonini idimoni usuthi umoya ongcwele athethe nedimoni ngohlobo ofuna uthetha ngalo. Ndiyakuthothe ukuthi umoya ongcwele nguye Pastor Ray ozawusenza senze le nto ifunwe nguThixo. Hayi tata Marubulo, enkosi kusikelele.
Inkosi ikubusise kakhulu babangani. Thank you sir.
You too tata.
Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this. Our walk, what is our walk all about? Now, Mfundisi Bangani, this is from Mfundisi uJosepha Martin Nwamba, uthi, Pastor Ray, siyamuthanda Mfundisi uBangani. Siyamuthanda Mfundisi uBangani. Yeah, I believe that.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Thokozani, I think it's Thokozani in Alexander. Hey, Thokozani, on our voice notes.
Good evening, Ndate Ray Lukhodi, as well as your guest there, plus the pulpit listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity again this evening, Ndate Ray Lukhodi. Today our topic is interesting, walk in faith. Cheka re le bana ba morena modimo ntse re hopotswa njalo njalo hore re tsamae ka tsela e o morena a tsamayang ka tsona bane ke yena mohlala wa rona. Hona le verse engwe ke ratang ho ikotsa this evening ya First Peter, I think it's chapter 4 somewhere there. Mwana buare, as Christ have suffered ne, in the body, so we need also to with the same attitude. Eloring Christ le no la suffer, because he even mentions the fact that whoever is suffering in flesh ne has done away with sin. Wa bona jwale he e ba yona taba e jwalo hore rona re le bana ba modimo rena le ona ho ipehela ditabatabeletso le reng re batla ho tswela pele ka tsona mo bophelong ba rona hore ne hantle re qala ka dinthonyana tse small tsenyane o gila bona like mohlomong bo Psalm 23 Jehova ke modisa wa ka and then re tle ho mantswa le shome o ske wa utswa o ske wa feba dintho tse ka ofela. So jwale he hangata ha re ntse re hola mohaung ke re be re tloa re ipapisitse ka tsona ntho tse jwalo. So should sometimes if re ka achieve engwe ya tsona one of those verses ke mo replela hore now we are going there wa bona wa bona le ngata re le bana ba modimo sometimes hanga ta re fasta ka par rapela bentse re tlo re shebile dintho tse lo reng di are benefit mhlomong re batla mosebetsi ka par re batla ntlo ka pakoloi ka something e lo reng e beneficial ka pa ina le the results tse lo reng di a tswarea but on other hand ke re jole wa hopola ho tsama le morena sometimes it's all about the spiritual hona le spiritual beneficial hona le that thing ya it's a little bit more spiritual so whereby we are moving away from the sins when I get the devil hang at the heart attack or attack ka tsona dibetse lo reng re ba involved ho tsona so in most cases ha Christa are it's an are flee from the sins ne flee from the evil one and then the evil one he will flee from us ne etlo e ba yona ntho e jwalo bana wa tseba re madimana re sila fatsa and then are separated from mudimo into the further extensions now that's why ufumana re rona ha re le bana ba morena re ipolela re letswaila le fatsi re tloetsa tse tsohletse molemo to the point where we influence the next person either katsela e re buang ka yona confession of our sins ho dula re bua nnete la lo re ithata but wa bona re tlameha hore tsa tseletsatsi re confess and then re katametse modimo re rapela re bua nete and then ebile hape le diketso tseo re di etsang we cannot be violent we cannot be di cheeky ne if nga be a jwalo so tshwantse tsa tseletsatsi ho be le dipehelo tse lo re ripehela tsona hore tle re kgone ho fumana mohau wa ona wa morena modimo e lo re tlo dula re tlo phela le ona ho fihlela ababa motlotlo ka rona because of hona le lengwe le lengwe mo I think in Matthew 25 hona mwana le bua are well done my faithful servant because you've been trusted ka tsenyane and then now ke tlo tshepalla ka tsegolo so wa utlwisisa hore yena ntse re shebile spiritual hore na re tsamaya jwang dikerekeng re bina jwang re phela jwang di community tsa rona ntate re le godi ntate ke le bohile mane o be tsatsi le monate wena le baiti ba ka gaso
brana wetse antle thank you so much I really appreciate thank you Thokozani in Alexander
real radio for real people serving a real God tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za
advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni i Radio Pulpit iyi brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000 sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule uma ufuna uk advertiser thinta usanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871 i-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Back to basics. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Jabulani Dominic, Sipopolos, and Umfundisi Umqomotha. We are talking about our walk. And of course, send as many WhatsApps as you can. We are keen to hear from you. We are keen, very keen to hear from you and of course Lian Mapena says masihambe this is on Facebook says masihambe ezwini lakhe ngoba izwi lakhe isibane endleleni yethu izwi lakhe isibane for his word is a lamp unto our feet on our path at all times I always wanted to play you this. I know. They don't play it on gospel radio.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day. inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Beautiful song, I should say. One of the best songs ever done by El Dibarge. Remember that he's from the group Dibarge. And one of the things that many people don't know is that the fundamentals of that group is gospel. And so when they do gospel, it's so natural to them. And this is one of the songs, man, that I've been playing so many times. You can ask my wife. Playing so many times, this song. And it just reminds me of way back then in Attridgeville.
Sharing the love of God. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit. Sipho, let me bring this to you before I go to the WhatsApps and also voice notes there. Before I go to these, I wanted to help me, Sipho, because now we have to look into the very notion of 2 Corinthians. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. A walk of a believer is a walk that is victorious over the lusts of the flesh. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Fundisa. Remember, we are of the Spirit, and God is a Spirit, and those who worship Him should worship Him in truth and in spirit. Mm. And we've got the mind of Christ in us, so when we allow the Spirit of God to propel us, definitely we will do the things of the Spirit. And He is Gankulu Lord, and from this El Tena, we walk in this perfect law of liberty. In other words, is Gankulu Lord. It brings not a condemnation, as you've read Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is no longer condemnation to those who are in Christ, but who don't walk after flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, we are free, but nevertheless, we should not use our freedom for the opportunity in our flesh. In Psalms 119, verse 45-80, I will walk about in the freedom, for I am sought out to accept. In other words, we should walk after the Spirit, not our flesh.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Sipho. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We are talking about walking according to the Spirit of the Most High, the walk of believers, what it is like.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Mapindi says, Amen, Pasare, I'm listening. We must live by the example, with our walk. It must show. Mapindi, Sis Mapindi, thank you so much. I really appreciate the right. And Umfoyetu Nico Temba. Mfunis, thank you. Thank you, sir. Langi Langalani. Yenda. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. or a voice note on 082-657-2729. Let me play this one. Let me play this one, which has been sent earlier on, just in a jiffy. Sawubona dumela.
Muruti Ray, le ba mamedi ba Radio Pulpit, dumelang ka lebitso la Jesu botate. I hope you received my message this morning. I sent you a video clip just to say greetings. Thank you for the nice topic, Baruti Barona. The topic simply titled, Walking in Faith, Walking with God. Then when you look at the scriptures, it is very, very clear. But Divak, I was preaching about this this morning. Hore, Rebuaka walking, which is the footsteps. It's all about the footsteps, because you cannot walk without the footsteps. Now we look at the footsteps, Hore. Who orders the footsteps? And that is God. And who qualifies for the footsteps that is the righteous. So harena tabula barutibaka, we don't have a way out. It only takes righteousness for God to order our footsteps. You see, the four lepers nebalutsefatsi, but when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, that is the same Spirit that entered the prodigal son. Remember the prodigal son, Bible ere, he came back to his senses. So how can lebella the four lepers lebona, the same thing. When the Spirit of God entered them, then they rose up, and then they decided and purposed it in their hearts. But finally they spoke out, or let's stand up and walk. And God ordered their footsteps. The Bible says when they walked, the enemy couldn't hear anything except the mighty sound of the footsteps. So as long as we are righteous, our walk with God will lead us to a place called somewhere. And walking in faith, walking under the substance that are not seen, is more than vital. So har tsama ile modimo ka dinako tsohle ke le boga thata muruti Ray le ba ruti ba rona ba Radio Pulpit radio station ya go emela muso wa le godimo mo lefatseng modimo ke yo. Amen. Ke Bishop Prince Papa Naledi wa Makua Divine Kingdom Church Mabopane Secondary School. Shalom, shalom.
Bishop Makua, Papa Naledi, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. Says, children of the most, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Listening and learning. Listening and learning. And Lebohang Lee, oh, my beautiful sister. Hallelujah, my sister and family. May you be highly favored. On Facebook there, I see your comments. Thank you so much. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Punis Mota, let me bring this to you. When we speak of the walk of believers, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Elohim, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Now, each and every one of us should walk according to the calling that is upon our lives. That is how we determine our walk. We should walk according to the calling that is upon our lives. The word is calling us to that. Fundisi Mot.
Fundisi, absolutely. And we know very well, my brother, that Christ has called us to be holy. And so, therefore, it is important for us that we should be, as he said in his word, that to be holy, for I am holy. We are called ukuba senze msebenzi emihle, and to be able to do what is pleasing unto the Father, according to the giftings that the Father has given unto us. So, and when it says that we should walk worthy, in other words, we should live up to the standard that the Father has set for us. And we know for the fact that the Father will not set a standard that will be impossible for us to reach, because he has given us his Spirit so that he can be able to help us to grow to that standard, to grow to be like his dear Son, and to have the same mind that Christ had. So we are called to walk a walk of righteousness. We should demonstrate righteousness in everything that we do. I love the book of Matthew in chapter number 5, verse 16, when it says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." In other words, but your works or your light should shine. It should not be uvele ukhuluma nje okuhle, but our conduct is in contradictory to what we say. Our conduct is in contradictory to the word of God. So it is important ukuthi we should conduct ourselves in a manner that is pleasing to the Father. In the manner, you know, we are the ambassadors of Christ. So as ambassadors of Christ, emsebenzini esiwenzayo, abantu mababone obukhulu namandla kaNkulunkulu ngathi. Otherwise, people should see the glory of God. Bakube khona abantu abazosindiswa just because of the conduct, but because of the work that we the way siphila ngayo uma sihamba noNkulunkulu. People should see the radiant of the light of God in us and glorify God. You know, when we speak of the shining of the light, other words, it should be able to attract people, not to us, but it should attract abantu to Christ himself. So our conduct, it matters the most, Mfundiswami. And we should be the people about demonstrator ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu, because we have been given a new nature. The word of God says that those who are in Christ, by his dalwa esisha, we have been given a new nature by the grace of God, the nature of holiness. So therefore, in everything what we do, we should be able to, our conduct speaks to the word of God. Our conduct speaks to the commandment of the Father. Allow me to read Proverbs chapter number 21, verse number 3. It says that doing what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. In other words, umuntu angawenza charity good works, but uma ngabe iconduct yakhe is not in line with the ways of the Father, that does not please God. But what is more acceptable, it is our righteousness, our conduct, how do we conduct ourselves? Because we cannot bribe the Father by giving. Because if our heart is not in him, that does not actually please him. You can do the good things as bona ngabantu, but uma ngabukhamba kwakho kungekho kuhle phambi kuNkulunkulu, lokho akuzi kukusiza ngalutho. Lithi kaNkulunkulu kuzomsiza ngani umuntu ukuthi azuze izwe lonke bese alahlekelwa ukuphila kwakhe? That's why the book of Proverbs says that it is better for the poor who walks uprightly than the man that is perceived ways. In other words, ohamba edabula ways kepha ecebile. In other words, it is important that when we walk uprightly, we should walk in integrity. We should walk with the fear of the Lord, because it is more acceptable regardless of ukuthi unani. But what is important in the eyes of God, ukuthi, how do you walk with him? Are we walking in the way that pleasing him? Because that is what is expected from us.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. It's 16 minutes to 7 now. We are talking about our walk as believers. Our walk as believers. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. All right. Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mangole, says, amen, we are learning a lot from those that know exactly what they are talking about. Ah, Marez. Thank you ever so much. Hey, my daughter. Hallelujah. We thank the Father. We should just thank the Father. We honor the Father. All right. I need to take your calls also. Hello there, Sawone. Yes, hello.
Tata, ndi kala njunge na Acts 19, just verse 26. It, and you see and hear that not in Ephesus, but in almost all the Asians, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods with hands are not gods. Uthixo abazenzelebona ngesenza sabo, ayingabo uthixo. Uthixo iwani, inkosi ephezu kwesibhakabhaka. So uPaul wayebashumayeze babonisa uba inyaniso kaThixo injani. Inyaniso kaThixo uyayifela, uyakrwentshwa, uyancuthekiswa, uvisa kabuhlungu for inyani kaThixo. Kodwa ngenxeni oba xa uqinayo enyanini ubetha ngedolo phansi, iyancamelana ngoba uThixo ukuva nje usentlungwini ngoku. Kumzuzu nje uba akuve ngoba uthandaza usenyanisweni, uthandaza usemoyeni, uthandaza ucinga le ntlungu yakho ibeka kuye. Ndiyabulela tata.
Enkosi bhuti wam, enkosi. Okay. Let's do a bit of this. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. Keep it sweet and short because time is gone. And we are talking about this very aspect, the issue of our walk as believers. Let's hear what you say. Just after this.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
So, Bona Dumela, hi.
Pastor Wami.
Mfundisi Wamina.
Kanombo, Pastor.
Mfundisi Wamina.
Asingele labalaleli bonke be umsakade wathi nizabaleli ithokotisa. Ndiyathokotisa ke mfundisi le tokuhamba kwekholo. Yabona baningi amadiakoni mfundisi profeti nabavangeli nabashumayeli. Kepha ke kusuke kuhlukane lapha ekuhambeni kwamakhona mfundisi.
Nayo ke inkinga.
Kufuke kuhluke, uyabona lesa sikhathi leMozambique le. Kuliwa le. Akhona amazwe lakhe lena noMozambique kade ececesa izigebengu ziyele eziyobulala abantu mfundisi.
Hey madoda.
Mhlawumbe isigebengu sifike sisoja nasifike sifunkhangana namanye amasoja mfundisi. Babona ukuhamba ngoba isikepe lesi yabahamba ngaso abanye amazwe laba umzathi kathi ngahambe ngaso mfuna yami inesitepe sayo. Mhlawumbe leso sikhathi ihambe ngesitepe saseChina mhlawumbe sihamba sakhona ngalabo Soviet mfundisi. Manje laba abanye laba bahamba ngesitepe esinye babona ukuthi fascist ayinala lutho.
Hey.
Asiwakithi lo sikebengu umsulaboya. Uyabona mbu ibonakala le. Kuphela mfundisi. Isulaboya ibonakala la kuhambeni mfundisi. Umfundisi futhi wamanga sibona khona lapho. Kanimamba
mfundisi mina na khensa. We taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Our walk.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Babongani.
Mbongi chuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nabafethu abangama guest studio nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu Christu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi our walk, ukuhamba kwethu. We are to walk before God so that he prospers our ways. Kumele ukuthi sihambe ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu ukuze aphumelelise indlela zethu. If we walk before God in truth, in righteousness and in righteous of heart with him, he will show great mercy to us. Hosea chapter 14 verse 9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. We can read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29. Uma sihamba phambi kukaNkulunkulu ngeqiniso nangokulunga nangobuqotho benhliziyo kuye, uyakusigcinela umusa omkhulu. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. We are to walk in the Lord's statutes and keep his commandments. Kufanele ukuthi sihambe ngezimiso zikaNkulunkulu, sigcine imiyalo yakhe, siyenze. If we walk in his statutes of life without committing iniquity, we shall surely live and we shall not die. The Lord will strengthen our days. Enoch walked with God 300 years. We can find that in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. And he was not. God took him. We find that in verse 24. U-Enoch wahamba noNkulunkulu wayengasekho. UNkulunkulu wamthatha akafanga. Uma sihamba ngezimiso zokuphila, singenzi okubi, siyokuphila nokuphila singafi. UNkulunkulu uzokwandisa izinsuku zethu. God is the one who teaches the good ways in which we should walk. NguNkulunkulu osifundisa indlela enhle esiya kuhamba ngayo. We can read also in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Micah 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God? If we walk in the Lord's statutes and keep his judgments and do them, we shall be his people. Ezindleleni zabahle, sigcine imikhondo yabalungileyo. We will walk safely in our ways. And our foot will not stumble. Siyokuhamba indlela zethu ngokulondeka, singakhuzuli iinyawo zethu. 2 John 6. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Ephesians 5 verse 2, and walk in love, as Christ also had loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, 5, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walk honestly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. walk uprightly, Psalm 84 verse 11, Psalm 119 verse 45, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Walk worthy of the calling, Ephesians 4 verse 1. Walk circumspectly, Ephesians 5 15. Wait upon the Lord, Isaiah 40 verse 31. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Babongane, thank you so much.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Don't you weep. Tell Martha not to mourn. Sis B, Pastor Ray, Kilebo Hamudi Muhle, today after a year not listening to your program because of the attack, the cage I was in for a year, but I thank God I am back in life. I heard you speaking to Papa Naledi. Yo, I lost his contact. Kisesi B, Sosha. Sis B, it's been a while. Mam Shatani, I'm going to rush this one.
Oh yes, dumelang, dumelang, dumelang.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, ke a leboga gagolo. Ke dumedisa le family.
Thank you, Mama.
Ka moka ya Radio Pulpit. Ke dumedisa le lena moruti Ray, le baruti ka ofela, ba le beng le bona ka motabedi kgolokgolo ye. Yes. Ya go hoka tsileng ya Modimo. Your heart. Love the Lord God with all your soul. Love the Lord God with all your strength. Ge wa ro tsama motsileng o tshwanetse o morate ka pelo ya gao ka moka, ka moya wa gao ka moka, ka your mind, ka mo New Testament ere with all your mind, ka mo go Deuteronomy ere and with all your strength. Bolela a o ruta go tsama motsileng ya Modimo ro tsama jwang ke nnete ke kole koko a bolela ke lebetse leina la gagwe o a re modula Soweto gore o ruta le go bolela se comes ka nnete ke skatla ka shala ke tseba nnete ya Modimo mo verse 33 chapter 6 Matthew iri seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto thee. Ntwe kuluki when you seek ye first the kingdom of God. Kanete re tshwanetse re ronya ke mmuso wa Modimo, whether mathata no mathata, whether siemo no siemo, re dule re focusitse go nyaka mmuso wa Modimo. Yo, Modimo a re thuse ka tsela e makatsane. Ke a leboga golo Modimo a le tlhonofatse. Modimo a le boloke le bana ba Modimo ka moka ba e sa fatlhela ba latlhela mantso a Modimo. Yo, it's a blessing, you know that, go kwa mantso ka moka le baruti ba tlhalosa go kwa le lena le bolela ntate Ray go kwa le bana ba Modimo ba re ba founa ba bua. Yo, ke mantso a magolo Modimo a re thuse re bophele bokgethwa jwa Modimo re seke ra tšhaba go bophela bokgethwa ba Modimo and re be bana mo pele go yena re seka ba batho ba bagolo mo pele go yena once fela re kano ba bana then re feditse moya Modimo o continualoko o re leader o re leader o re director he is the director of our lives so ke lebile a godi Kaholo, be blessed. Kalibua.
Thank you, Mama. I want to say thank you so much. I see Kensani Hazel Maluleka there. Thank you so much. And we appreciate. Man, we can't wait to see you on the Women's Day conference there. It would be great to have you along there. It would be great. Tatana Richard Nobela, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mfundiswam Isaac Matebula, Dr. Isaac Matebula, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father grace you. Bafwe tiskatsambile. Selele nje iminute eyi-1 omunye nomunye athathe 10 seconds nje ukukhuluma amazwi akhe okugcina. Ithi ngicale ngawe Jabu. Jabu.
Thank you very much. Indeed, what a great topic. We thank the Father for being able just to bless us. We really are to walk in the path that He has set for us and always be guided by His word, His laws, so that you can be able not to be lost in this path. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mfundisi Mota, take your 10 seconds.
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Jesus, if you love me, keep my commandment. Let us walk by keeping the commandment of the love of the Father to demonstrate our love for Him. Siyabonga kakhulu Mfundisi for the topic of tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sipho Paulose, Shona khona mfana kithi.
We thank God for the opportunity. Let us become doers of the word. Then we walk godly, having the godly character, and walk having the mind of Christ. God bless you, amen.
Auzege, siyabonga cool. And of course, next week we are talking about our light. We are talking about our light, the light within you, our light. We are talking about our light next week, and we trust ukuthi nizoba kahle kakhulu. Thank you so much to those on Facebook. I really appreciate. Thank you so much to those on YouTube. I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much, my brothers and friends. Thank you so much, family. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, the honor to the King above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him. And Yahusha HaMashiach, His Son, the Christ Himself, who explains the Father, that the Father is our salvation. We give Him the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And we thank Him that by His Holy Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh, He continues to guide us into all truth by His Spirit, and we appreciate. Mfundisi Mota, bambiza mqo, uJabulani Dominic, uyagijima, uSipho, usebenze emayini, siyabonga, ngala madoda, izinsizwa ezingamadoda asesemancane kunami. It's been great. It's been wonderful. And we are graced so much. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you also for the ministry. Thank you for the talk. And we say, Tuda Rabba.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.